single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday, May 22nd edition of Living Life. You know, out here in LA, homelessness has been a real issue in our community. I am seeing more and more homeless every day as I exit the freeways, as I go into the cities. Even about 5 years ago, I didn't see as much, but now, man, they're all over the place and my heart goes out for them. This is one small example of how in our world, in our day, there are many who are struggling in life. Some are very poor, some are going through various issues in life, and oftentimes we really don't know what is really going on in their lives. They're just being pushed away from many organizations and maybe even churches. I want to ask you a real quick question. As you see the poor around you, what are we doing to really help them or bless them in the name of Jesus? Not only you, but what are our churches doing to really help them? These are some of the things that I think we need to think about today, because our text actually speaks clearly about them. Let's go and check out our passage today.
Psalm chapter 82, verses 1 through 8. God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, "You are gods. You are all sons of the Most High." But you will die like mere men. You will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance.
So as we go into our text today, I do see a few things that are highlighted. First, in the context, it shows that there are some corrupt leaders possibly of Israel here, and the psalmist considers them as these gods that God is going to judge. And meaning these guys are acting as if they are God, but they are definitely not doing the things of God. Because if you continue on down, we see verse 2 and 3, where they are oppressing the poor. It shows that they are not really taking care of the poor. They're not blessing the poor. They are not helping the poor or restoring the poor, but rather they're taking advantage of them. And one thing that we know of God is that God is a truly compassionate God. He's a God who is compassionate towards those who are weak, those who are poor. It even says in Scripture that pure religion is those who help, who are poor and who are widow and who are orphans. We see that very, very clearly here. So the Lord is showing his compassion, and the psalmist is catching on to that. He is placing a certain judgment upon these so-called leaders who consider themselves gods, and that is the context of what is going on today. Now, as we go into this, we need to consider what is going on today. What is our solution towards the poor? What is our solution to those who are marginalized, those who are going through difficult times, those who society actually pushes away? You know, I even saw a lot of those kinds of things going on, not only in our individual lives, but in the church. I'll give you an example. Many times when I do go through the exit the freeway and I see the poor, many people just don't even look at them. You know, they just pass them by. Most people lately, maybe because there's so many homeless, they're just kind of, indifferent to them. Even churches, I've seen certain people who look poor or maybe even homeless actually be driven away. If you see many cities, that's their solution. Their solution is to drive away the poor, not to invite them, not to really restore them, not to really help them. Well, what have we been doing? Because God, He is a God who is absolutely compassionate, who desires for us to invite them in, bless them, love them, and restore them. Is that what we're doing? Is that what our churches are doing? I want to challenge you guys in respect to thinking about how we or you as an individual treat those who are poor. You know, myself, I have really made an effort not only individually by helping the poor, but actually corporately as a church. Lately, what we have been doing is we have been setting up this thing called a poor box. So there's a certain amount of money that goes into that poor box. And anyone who is part of our church who we know who are going through difficult times, we as a leadership and a group church corporately, we go on ahead and help these people out. You know, just financially, straight up, paying electric bills, maybe even getting them groceries and food. We've been doing our part in restoring them and helping them. One next step that we have been trying to make is we've been seeing what are their needs. So oftentimes we don't really know what their needs are. If you start speaking to them, you'll come to realize that it's not just food. Sometimes they can get food from other places. Sometimes they can get certain help of getting clothes from other places. But some of these folks actually need help with government IDs, some certain kinds of specific assistance. And so what we have done was collected all of these needs, and we started asking people in the church, hey, can you help our brothers and our sisters? Just recently, we had a person who was having a very difficult time obtaining their driver's license. And we ask questions why, and with all, you know, sometimes legal things like paperwork and all that, it's just so difficult. So there was a lawyer who was a congregation member who saw the situation, got the proper paperwork, talked to this person, communicated, and, you know, in a short amount of time, they were able to help this person who was not able to obtain a driver's license to get a driver's license. It was really amazing, some of the things that we were doing here at the church. And I think this is what God wants us to do, help immediately and also to restore them. And as we were doing this exercise and this activity, I've seen the community really love on one another. The rich love on the poor, and the poor love on the rich. I mean, it's just, there's so much beautiful things that are going on in the church where we could become one despite our living circumstances. I really challenge you guys to be an individual or even a church that goes toward this kind of work that really restores and blesses those who are poor, who are in the margins, because this is truly the compassionate heart of God, and this is truly what God desires to do to transform this world that we live in. So in closing, I want to highlight a couple applications. How could we help the poor, as we have spoken about? I think one of the ways that we can help the poor is for us to first be mindful of the poor, and instead of driving them out like everyone else does, embrace them. Embrace them, talk to them. That's number two. I know those are challenging things for us to do, but talk to them. And third, let's really see what we could do to help them. For example, there are certain members of our church who actually don't want a hand-me-down. They don't want money. They don't want food. They just actually just want some work. They want to work for, they just don't have work and no one's giving them work. So maybe if you have some yard work or you have things that they can do, maybe you can help them out. Maybe you can also challenge your church leaders. Hey, let's do something for the poor. This is the heart of God. Let's do some ministry towards those who are poor, not only in our congregation, but in our community. I think if we did that, this would really bless the Lord's heart. So with that, please let me pray for all of us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your heart that when you were here on this earth, you absolutely took care of the poor. I pray that we would be a people of God who do not oppress them, rather those who lift them up, who build them up. Lord, that is where your heart is, and I know that. So I pray, Lord Jesus, that we as your sons and daughters of God would be mindful of those who are in the margins, those who are oppressed, and those who are poor. May we go after them, help them, bless them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching the world and stepping in closer, CGM TV.